Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Bellaros, award-winning and best-selling author, Fire and Ice, The Journey of Transformation, The White Within, and I have a new book which is available for sale, for pre-sale on Amazon. It's called Dare to Tell the Truth, and it's going to be available in August. So I'm very excited about it, and I cannot wait for my book to come out and read your comments, your thoughts, and everything what you have to say about my new book. And the show is available to download for free on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and Player FM. You can listen it in your car. You can listen it on your favorite device. And all of my podcasts are available to download for free. The one thing I would love for you to do is to subscribe, share it. And I would love to say thank you to everybody all over the world who has been listening my radio show for the past 6 years. You mean a lot to me, and I'm sending you all my love and light, and I hope my podcasts are making difference in your life. And my books are available on Amazon. I have written 6 books. The most helpful ones are The Journey of Transformation and The Light Within. Both of the books are making huge difference in the lives of so many people. People are answering the questions I have in The Light Within, reflecting on them and going back to the questions when they get lost, especially right now after COVID-19. We need a lot of help, a lot of support, and a lot of ways to get in touch with our inner selves, which is the most important thing. We need to be able to love ourselves, to make a difference in our lives so we can help others to do the same. And today I want to cover a topic that I have been reading about it, and so many people are talking about it, and they're impacted by it. I'm going to talk about judging people, which we all know it's absolutely damaging about the individual who is being judged, and it's something that we need to omit from our lives, something that it's not good for anybody, for the person who is doing, who does the judgment, and the person who is being judged. So you need to understand that most of the time the people who are being judged, these are people who the person who is doing it have never seen in their life, don't know anything about it. And today I address this issue on Facebook Live, that we know just what is on the surface. It's like an iceberg. I'm sure a lot of people have heard that. You see just what is above the water, but you don't see what is under the water. And sometimes things are very complicated and very difficult to explain. And that's why we need to exercise humility. We need to be more understanding towards others. And if we don't understand something about the life of somebody, it's because we don't know the whole story. And when we know that we don't know the whole story, that it's not our place to be in anybody's life. And this is where the time comes where we need to distance ourselves from this person and distance from this damaging way of perceiving others, which is judging others. And I found several articles here about that, which I'm going to read just a little bit from it. And the other thing we're going to talk is about gossiping about people who have never seen in our life, which is very common thing. And we are reasonable, intelligent human being, and we should know better, and we should look at things from our perspective, from the way we don't want people to treat us or talk about us. And something that makes us upset, makes us feel comfortable, and a lot of people are experiencing anxiety, stress, and some people are even more emotional, and that's why we need to be aware of other people's feelings, and we need to be more conscious of our actions. And which comes to another topic, which I covered in my radio show, I think 2 weeks ago, it's about self-awareness. You have to be aware of your actions. You have to be aware of what is right and what is wrong in order for this to be fixed in our society, because it's like a virus. It's another virus that we need to take care of and find a way to fix it, because let's face it, we are all the same. What we don't like, other people don't like it, so that's why we need to stop doing it. So here it is, the article about how we judge others is how we judge ourselves. I definitely feel that's the truth. I once knew a guy who made a lot of money. He saw the world as a series of value propositions. Everything from what holiday vacation to take, to which beer to choose at a restaurant, to why certain people like him or not. If someone was rude to him, it was because they were jealous or felt threatened by his power or success. If someone was kind to him, it was because they admired his power and success, and in some cases, maybe trying to manipulate him or get more access to it. He measured himself through the financial success, and naturally, he measured the world and the people around him through financial success. I once knew a woman who was beautiful. She saw the world in terms of attractions and attention. Everything from job interviews to getting discounts at restaurants to dealing with a nagging mother. If someone was rude to her, it was because they were intimidated by her beauty or their own lack of beauty. If someone was kind to her, it was because they admired her beauty and wanted access to it. She measured herself through her beauty and attractiveness, and naturally, she measured the world and people in it by their beauty and attractiveness. I once knew a guy who was a loser. He was socially awkward and nobody liked him. He saw the world as a popularity contest, a contest that he has perpetually losing. Everything from how much he earned at work to the poor service he got at restaurants to the people who didn't laugh at his jokes. If someone was rude to him, it was because they realized how much cooler they were than him. If someone was kind to him, it was because they saw how much of a loser he was and took pity on him. Or perhaps they were just bigger losers than he was. He measured himself through his social status, and naturally he measured the world and the people in it through social status. Why we judge others? Months ago, I wrote an article about the ways that we choose to measure the value of our own lives. Some of us measure our life through money and accolades. Others measure it through beauty and popularity. Others measure it through family and relationships. Others measure it through service and good deeds. Chances are you measure it through some combination of all of these things, but one in particular matters most to you. One stands out and determines how happiness more than others. In that article, I wrote that it's important to measure ourselves by our own internal metrics as much as possible. The more external our metrics for our own value and self-worth, the more we screw everything up for ourselves. But there is more. The way you measure yourself is how you measure others and how you assume others measure you. If you measure your life by your family relationships, then you will measure others by the same standard. How close their family is to them. If they distant from their family or don't call home enough, you will judge them as a deadbeat, ungrateful or irresponsible, regardless of their lives or their history. If you measure your life by how much fun and partying you can have, then you will measure the others by the same standard, how much fun and partying they have. If they prefer to stay home and watch Star Trek Next Generation reruns every weekend, you will judge them as uninhabited, scared of the world, lame, and soulless, regardless of their personality of needs. If you measure life by how much you are traveled and experienced, then you will measure others by the same standard, how worldly they have become. If they prefer to stay home and enjoy the comforts of routine, then you will judge them as curious, ignorant, unambitious, regardless of what their aspirations really are. The yardstick we use for ourselves is the yardstick we use for the world. If we believe that we are hard workers and we earn everything we have, then we'll believe that everyone else earned what they have, and if they have nothing, it's because they earned nothing. If we believe that we are victimized by society and deserve justice, then we believe that others are victims of society and deserve justice as well. If we believe our value comes from faith in high power, then we will view others by their faith or lack of faith in high power. If you measure ourselves by our intellect and use of reason, then we will judge others through the same lens. That's why people who are entrepreneurs tend to think that everyone else should be an entrepreneur as well. This is why people who are born-again Christians tend to believe that everyone should find salvation through Jesus Christ. This is why hardcore atheists try to logically argue about something that has nothing to do with logic. It's why racists often claim that everyone is racist too. They just don't know it. It's why sexiest men justify their sexism by saying women are worse, and sexiest women justify sexism by saying men are worse. Judging others and ourselves mindfully. This isn't to say that judging is wrong. There are plenty of values worth judgment. I judge people who are violent and malicious, but this is a reflection of who I am. I judge violence and malice within myself. Those are traits that I will not tolerate within myself, therefore I don't tolerate them in others. But that is a choice I'm making. That is a choice we all are making, whether we realize it or not, and we should make those choices consciously and not on autopilot. It is why people who think they're ugly look for all the ways people around them are ugly, and why people who are lazy and slack off look for all the ways others cut corners and slack off as well. It is why corrupt officials choose to be corrupt, because they assume everyone is as corrupt as they are. It is why cheaters choose to cheat, because they assume everybody is going to cheat if given the chance to. It is why those who can't trust are the ones who can't be trusted. Many of us adopt our own internal yardstick, not through conscious choice, but through shaming we are subject to. I love the quote, "Everyone is either trying to prove or disapprove who they were in high school," because for many of us, our yardstick are defined by how people view it as growing up. We develop a fixation in one area of our life because it is the area which we felt people judge us the most. The high school cheerleader who is afraid to lose her looks as an adult, the poor kid obsessed with becoming rich, the loser who wants to throw the biggest prank parties, the slacker who wants to prove to everyone how smart he is. A big part of our development is to recognize our own fixation, to recognize how we measure ourselves and consciously choose our metric for ourselves. So it's really, this article is really big, but I would love for you to think about the things that I just mentioned here, and think about who you are, what are you doing, what are your standards. And usually people do things because they have some kind of a problem inside themselves that they don't recognize or they refuse to recognize, or they have they need help from somebody to point out the problems they're having. And the way to do it is not to go to your relative, not to go to your spouse, is to go to somebody who you know you have never met. And in this case, it's therapist or life coach who can definitely point out the reason why you're acting the way you're acting so you can fix it. Judging is like it's like a virus again. It's something that needs to be changed, something that needs to be worked on. And again, especially when you're judging or slandering somebody without even knowledge about this person, what they're going through. Even sometimes you feel like you know somebody, you've been with somebody for years and you know everything about them, but you know just the surface, just the iceberg on the top where there is a view, you see just, you know, the visual part of the iceberg. You don't see what's going on under it. Most people hide well, and I have encountered lately a lot of people who I thought they don't have a problem and everything is great in their life, they're happy, they're amazing, but you have no idea how many people are not good into complaining, they're not good into expressing themselves. And we know when you don't express yourself and you don't share what's going on in your life, you basically are risking yourself to get into a position where you are going to explode basically, because these are suppressed feelings, these are suppressed emotions, which are not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your body, it's not healthy for your life per se. And you need to find a way, because deep inside yourself, you know better what's going on with you. And my suggestion is go find help. Talk to somebody, to a professional who can help you. And all of us know what is the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do. So let's get to the point where we start to look deep inside ourselves and be aware of all the things we do which are not good for ourselves and are not good for others. And if you have repeated patterns of losing friends or doing something that other people dislike, you need to find a way to talk to somebody and see, to point out what exactly you are doing wrong. And the other way is to stay away from negative environment, negative people, people who constantly hurt others, people who constantly slander others, people who constantly judge others. When you pay attention to this pattern, then you will know that you're in a wrong company, and negativity and all of these hurtful ways of acting and communication, it's not something that is going to benefit you in the long run. And it's constantly is going to create problems in your life. So let's start today to fix this. Let's look ourselves in the mirror, like I always tell everybody, and reflect on who we are. Do we like what we see in the mirror, and what exactly we need to do, and pay attention to the things that have been repeating themselves in our lives, and change it. And I can tell you, you would never go wrong if you use love, compassion, and kindness in your everyday interactions and put aside all these harmful ways of communication and acting and try to connect with others. Don't operate from ego. Operate from love, because we know ego is not love. And try to distance yourself from people, situations, and places where are not serving your best interests, and you don't want to be treated that way, and you don't want to be talked about. Because people who are talking about other people, it means that they're going to talk about you 99%. I can say 100%. So let's start fixing this, and let's do it. let's do it and work together and help each other and help transform our lives and the lives of others and make others and make difference. And loving ourselves as a human being, it's going to help us with fixing all these things which are harmful, and we know very well they are. So I wish you an amazing, amazing weekend. I love you, and I have faith in you no matter what, the way you are. I love you. Love is unconditional. And let's start working on this. And if you have any questions, concerns, my website is ayanabelwaraz.com. All of my books, The Journey of Transformation and The Light Within, have all the questions necessary for you to understand what are you doing wrong in your life and how you can change it. Everything is there. The only thing, you need a pen, and I have space even in the book, The Light Within, where you can answer your questions. I made it very easy, and you can carry the book everywhere you go because I made it small. You can carry it in your bag, and I know a lot of people do. We are getting lost in our daily lives, and it's nice to go back to something that it's private and something that is ours, and see how to work on a problem, find a solution, and how to go back to the real version of a human being, how to be loving, accepting, and connecting with others. Until next Friday, goodbye.